This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ave Puglielli from the Victorian Greens. You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are. Saturday Magazine with Macca and Nevena. Paul's on panel. Who's our next guest, Nev?
Macca, we're speaking with writer, journalist, researcher and unionist Ben Eltham. Ben, welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Hey, Nev. How are you, mate?
Great. Great. Ben, we'd love to hear about the ongoing actions of NTEU. What has been happening and has there been any actions or resolutions put forward?
But first, what is the NTEU?
Yes, excellent question. The National Tertiary Education Union is the union that represents university workers in Australia. So it's the union that represents people at most of our universities, including my university at Monash Uni.
So the action or some of the issues, Ben, are obviously, you know, there's how the union and its members, they're taking some action, but also there's the issue of wage theft and that the new governor of Victoria previously was
the vice chancellor of Monash University, Macca.
And Monash
has a checkered past with wage theft. With
a checkered past.
That's
checkered,
right. That's a good Ben, way what to can put you it? Tell us about it?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a bunch of stuff I can tell you. So, yes, my old boss, Margaret Gardner, is the governor of Victoria. She recently swore in the new premier, Jacinta Allen. Before that, she was the vice-chancellor of Monash University, and before that, she was the VC of RMIT. And at both those institutions, unfortunately, there's a bit of a track record of stealing from their employees. So wage theft, you can call it underpayment of employees. If you prefer a more polite term, unfortunately, it's really endemic in the higher education sector. So the NTEU thinks that more than $100 million has been stolen from employees over the last 10 years or so, and it's affected tens of thousands of staff.
Can you explain to us, Ben, for our listeners, what wage theft is in the what you're talking about here in terms of the tertiary sector? Can you explain what wage theft means in that sector?
Yeah, look, it's pretty simple. It's basically when your employer does not pay you your full or lawful entitlements as an employee. So it might be that they don't pay you the proper rate for your teaching. It might be that they don't pay you at all for teaching that you do. And that's what we are alleging is going on at Monash University at the moment for many casual teachers. So the university is directing them to go to classes and teach students, and it's not paying them for that work.
So students, do they get the right to pay the rate of tuition that they think they should pay? They don't, do they?
No, they don't, Macca. They have to pay the going rate. And, of course, university fees are high and getting higher. So students pay very considerable fees these days. And, of course, international students pay even higher fees than domestic students. These are big businesses. Monash University is a $3.5 billion institution. It's got nearly 10,000 employees. They've got a big HR department. They actually can do this stuff if they want to. It's not a mistake, we don't think. It's actually a calculated business model. It's about actually wringing savings out of their workforce so that they can put that money towards some of their other projects, like buying up blocks of land and building new buildings, establishing international campuses and things like that.
So what justification or reasoning do the institutions give, assuming that you get some sort of response, as to why there is this underpayment? And how do they underpay? Is there an industrial agreement that says this is what you must be paid for this work, or is it individual contracts?
No, there is an industrial agreement. There's an enterprise agreement at Monash Uni and most of the unis in Australia, so there's a formal document that everyone's voted on, in fact, that sets out what the wages and conditions in the university are. And what we're saying is that the university is just not honouring that agreement. So they're not paying the wages that they should be paying. They're just basically doing the wrong thing. So how do they justify it? They claim it's all an unfortunate mistake.
Oh, a big whoopsie daisy, I think, is the official term.
Yeah.
Okay, so a $3.5 billion business with a HR department, I would assume, of dozens of people.
Mm. Hundreds, actually.
Hundreds? Oh, I bet they get
paid. Hundreds in the Monash HR department.
I bet they get paid the right amount.
Well, we'll have to ask them, won't we?
Yeah.
Yes, the phrase that they use is unintentional underpayment, which makes it all sound, you know, very innocent.
Ben, I'm also really interested about the article you wrote about the new governor, where you talk about how during her time as Vice-Chancellor of Australia's largest university, Gardner presided over a significant episode of wage theft. Has this been reckoned with? And if it hasn't, why not?
Yeah, I don't think it has got a lot of media attention, surprisingly. But yes, in 2021, Monash University, when Margaret Gardner was the boss, the Vice-Chancellor, they admitted to more than $8.6 million of wage theft from more than 2,000 Monash employees, mainly casual teachers. Mm. So that's on the record. That was admitted to by the university. They conducted an audit. They paid back a lot of that money. In fact, it's more than $8.6 million they ended up having to pay back. And really, there's been no consequences for that. Obviously, Professor Gardner sailed off into the sunset where she's now the governor of Victoria. No executives from Monash University faced any consequences. No one resigned. No one was disciplined. The board continued on as per normal. Really, they've just tried to sweep it under the carpet and claim it was all just a mistake and they won't do it again.
Yeah, so I go back to if I was a student and my yearly fees were $10,000 and I paid the mate and said, oh, look, I'm sorry, that was an administrative error. Can you give me a couple of years to pay it back? It was an honest mistake. I didn't have the network to do it. I mean, seriously, $8.6 million.
More than.
And isn't, correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, isn't wage theft in Victoria now a crime?
It is now a crime. It's just recently the legislation's come in to criminalise it.
It's not retrospective, though, is it?
It's not retrospective.
That's a shame.
There haven't been a lot of prosecutions under the new law. We would obviously like to see more prosecutions undertaken by the state of Victoria. We think it's an endemic problem across the sector. Of course, at Monash University, we allege that there's more wage theft that's still going on. Mm-hmm. So, I don't want to make any allegations that we haven't already made, but what we can say that's on the record is that we say that there's a very significant further instance of wage theft at Monash Uni. We think it could be more millions of dollars, many more employees who have been victims. The university is denying it, and in fact, it's trying risky legal manoeuvres to try and sue its way out of the problem. And I think this just sort of underlines the fact that these universities, they don't really act like places of knowledge anymore, like educational institutions. They're increasingly acting like corporations, very aggressively trying to defend their interests with high-priced lawyers, rather than just doing the right thing.
Well, I suppose, you know, if you're not paying people the right money, you probably have some money in the kitty you can pay the lawyers.
there might be a relationship there.
Yeah. Look, I find it interesting. Has comment been sought from the governor?
So I myself have not sought comment from the governor since she became the governor. But certainly I have confronted her with the issue when she was the vice chancellor at the university. Her view was that it was all done and dusted, that, you know, they'd fessed up and they'd pay back the money and there was no more issues there. So I don't think the university really took it seriously. I don't think the university actually treats its staff very well. In fact, there's a reason why nearly all the universities in Victoria are currently on strike or taking industrial action.
And that's unprecedented, really. I mean, this is, you know, a sector that you know, the people that work in the sector have a really, really strong focus on the job they have to do, which is the education of the students and the advancement of research. And I just, you know, I do wonder, look, organisations can make mistakes, but an organisation, you know, in Monash's case, and I'm sure Melbourne and all other unis, you know, very, very large, significant turnover and hundreds, if not thousands of HR folk, that they, oh, look, sorry, we messed that up. We couldn't interpret the award. You know,
it's
we're really sorry.
It's inexcusable.
We're really sorry. We did make sure that we were paid the right amount, but everyone else, oh, look, you know, we're really sorry. We didn't mean it. I mean, seriously. Do they expect us to believe that?
Well, it will be interesting to see. For example, the University of Melbourne is now facing very, very serious charges. The Fair Work Ombudsman's got involved. Their wage theft bill is up to $45 million at the University of Melbourne. So, yeah, this is systemic, we say. It's not just a couple of mistakes here and there. Right? These are institutions that absolutely do know better. They've chosen to underpay their staff. They thought they could get away with it. They've been caught with their pants down. And now they're scrambling to try and do damage control. You know, and it is linked to the industrial action that staff are taking at the moment, because this is symptomatic of a broader problem within our university sector, which is that these universities have stopped acting like public institutions and they've really started acting like kind of ruthless corporations.
Look, thanks for your time, Ben, but don't be too hard on them. It's pretty hard when you've got hundreds and hundreds of staff to interpret an award and pay people the right amount. Don't be too hard on them.
Ben, go as hard as you need to, comrade. We've been speaking
I'm
with Ben
sarcastic.
Eltham. We know, Macca. We've been speaking with Ben Eltham, writer, journalist, researcher and unionist. Thank you for joining us on Saturday Magazine, and we look forward to having an update from you very soon.
Yep, can do. Thanks, Nev.
Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. The governor is a Republican.
Well, we should invite her on the show.
And it would seem, being a Republican and being a Viceroyal representative works okay.
It's called being a pluralist, Macca. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We'll be back very soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.